sit here or there?
If you can turn slightly to the microphone, that's sorry, it's not right. The best of, but I want it nearly sort of at mouth.
You don't want to know my name, do you?
I can know your name if you like to tell me your name.
My name is Beryl, and I left school in the year 1948. I went to work in a sweet shop in Sudbury in King Street, and the lady's name was the sweet shop was named Dolly's, and after a little while, the lady, the owner of the shop, she had to sell it, so some other people took over, and I helped to run the shop. And then that changed hands again, and different owners. We had a lovely time, plenty of sweets, and we used to sell ice creams and Walls ice cream, and plenty of all different sweets and chocolates. And one time when the sweets went off, the sweets had to go off the ration, and everybody come in and buy all their sweets. And then eventually the sweet trade was, they hadn't got any sweets. So they had to put them back on ration. And the only jar I had in the shop was a quarter of a jar of licorice cuttings. And nobody wanted licorice cuttings. Anyway, time went on, we enlarged the shop and sold lots of things. And then after about 30 years, I went to another sweet shop in Gainsborough Street and stayed there for a few years, and then I was offered another job in North Street to run the sweet shop there. And then from there, I was coming up to retirement, so I was asked if I'd like to help in another shop in East Street. And then I worked at the Gainsborough Cinema. I worked in the office for a little while, then when the lady came back, had to go into hospital. Came back and she asked me if I'd like to continue. Yes, please. So I was an usherette till the Gainsborough Cinema closed. And I used to go help in charity shops. Then I eventually helped in the Gainsborough Museum. I've been there for a long, long time. And also used to sing in the choir at St. Peter's and St. Gregory's till St. Peter's closed. And also playing the organ at St. Peter's for children's service. Played the organ at Bournemouth and used to be in the choir there. And Liston, I played for organ for funerals and weddings. Then I eventually joined St. Peter's singers, and we used to sing all sorts of music and go to different places to sing. And then that wound up, and eventually I landed up in Long Melford Holy Trinity Church in the choir. And I've been there for well over 20 years. And I also had proper singing lessons, so I'm a light soprano. And I love my singing. I've sung quite a lot of things for weddings, and Miss Grimwood, a Sudbury lady, she was 100, and she wanted me to sing, so I sang a piece of music for her, and that was lovely. Now what else? I played badminton, and I played tennis. Done the old time ballroom dancing a long time ago, and other dances. Lots of cycle rides. Yes, lovely time.
I'm fascinated to hear there was a cinema here. I never knew that. So when did the cinema close, Beryl?
Oh, I like this. Yes, because yeah. we had another county cinema, which eventually they knocked down, because my friend used to live in the building opposite, because her husband used to be the manager of $100 a wine shop. And I used to go and stay there sometimes. She had three little girls, and godmothered her too. And on this particular time, when they were knocking the cinema down, they had a great big ball of cement, and that was bang. They had an awful job to knock it down.
So where was the cinema situated?
Near Winch's, where they sell linen.
Yeah.
Near there somewhere. Yes, yes, that was lovely. Yes, yes, had some good times. Yeah. And at night time, you'd always see two policemen walking around the town and trying all the doors in the shop down. Yes. It was a safe town to walk in. That was great.
it's still relatively safe, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yes.
So what are the biggest changes you've seen? Is it just, you know, lots of different people coming to live here, or, you know, what do you feel have been the biggest changes in Cornard?
Well, lots of shops. I mean, we've got so many coffee shops, like everywhere else. I mean, one time a day, you would come down and you could have a cup of tea, but the tea shop would only close for... There used to be a lovely tea shop in... Gainsborough Street called Gulliver's, and I know that the old lady and gentleman who had Dolly's, by the way, I used to be called Little Dolly. she used to take me there to have a cup of tea and a piece of cake, and that was a really lovely old building. But now it's a food shop, I think it is, and coffee shop. Yes. Right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.